This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Cut him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, great. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I went to sleep at like 1:45. I had to watch the Giants lose to the disgusting Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium. That's great. What a great day this is.
I'd say wakey-wakey, but I don't think you slept.
I did sleep. I slept for like 2 hours.
Barely.
15 minutes, something like that.
You were tossing and turning. Let me ask you a question, though.
I was so good last night, too.
Why?
All I wanted to do was scream, and I was like, no, if I scream, I'm going to lose my voice, and I have to be mindful and respectful of that. Like, I did all the right things. I didn't say the Giants were going to win this game. Not once did I say that. You guys tried to egg me on. I never fell for the bait. Like, why? Why?
Why did you tweet the eyeballs?
Because that was some run.
Some run? I mean, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? You know, be that guy.
Well, I'm not trying to be that guy.
I tweeted eyeballs because my great player had a great run. That was it.
It was a great run.
It was a great run.
Saying, what happened that? What was the retribution for the eyeballs from Santiago?
So you blame me?
No, I don't blame you. But, I mean, you saw what happened because Santiago was just waiting for it. And you gave it to him. And now Ty's on board. Captain of the Trolls, Ty. And then Raymond now.
To be fair, I would not have even known about that tweet if Ty did not send it to me.
And then listen to this guy. So you know what? This is why I'm a better team player than him. Because I show up today, my voice fresh as a daisy. Listen to him. He has no voice. Listen to him.
I'm not the host. I'm not driving.
Yeah, but you know what? We bring you in, or we'd like to bring you in. Little did we realize you'd sound like B. Arthur this morning.
B. Arthur. So you're in a mood. I can see already.
Well, what? Did you not expect a mood? Of course I'm in a mood.
I thought we made some nice headway last night. I thought we were friendly. It was all good.
It was good. It was lovely. I mean, Ray and I, we met up before the game. We were very mature. Alex was taunting him a bit, but that's to be expected. But
there are a lot of questions that have been answered in regards to young Alex.
How good is he, though?
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. He is unbelievable.
He's nuts.
He's definitely a savage.
He's an absolute savage. No, but this sucks. I mean, really, I would say, like, almost every day I love doing the show. Love you guys. You know what I really love, though, by the way, Rick? Really adore?
The people.
No, RJ. I found this new, and I don't know why, this new found really adoration for RJ recently. But regardless of that, it's like I love doing the show. I love you guys. I love the people that listen to the show. I love the fans of the show. There's like one out of every, I don't know, 50 days, I'm like, ugh, this is not going to be fun. And today, for me, is one of those days.
Yeah, but if you love the people, and the people love you, because we hear it every single day, how much we love Dave, then it's your duty to be on the show today. Put on a brave face.
I mean, I'm here, right?
No, I know, but put on a brave face and help your fellow Giant fan. Help them today. Now, get them through this.
Here's the thing I will say, and you know that I've said this the entirety of the time, is that they're just not that good. Like, they're not. Now, do they have a chance to win the game? Absolutely. I think they play hard. I think they're well coached, which I absolutely love. But, you're starting Sills, Richie James, the receiver. Galladay stinks. Shepard is now, looks like, done. I mean, Rick, the offensive line is still not fixed. It's still a remnant of Gettleman and how poorly he put this team together. This team is not that good.
Well, no, I don't think anyone expected that this team was going to be that good. I mean, didn't Joe Shane tell you this team wasn't going to be very good? We do the best with what we had and what we have because, again, they had no money. They're restructuring contracts. On top of that, I mean, when you look at, outside of Saquon Barkley, and now you lose Sterling Shepard, with no Kadarius Toney, no Wandale Robinson. Kenny Galladay had an opportunity last night. He failed miserably.
Kenny Galladay's awful.
He stinks.
He's stealing money.
Stealing money. And you know what the best part is, too, is I pick up the Post, or I whatever, I'm on the computer with the Post, and they're killing Dable today. And I'm like, what? This is the problem with this city.
How and why are they killing? I'd love
to hear because that. He burned the timeout on fourth down, and then he didn't challenge the CeeDee Lamb first down catch.
You know what stinks? Like, you like to go to the game because you're at the game and you have
the
atmosphere.
But you don't get the full experience.
You miss so much stuff at the game. I didn't know Sterling Shepard was hurt until we were sitting in traffic on the way home, and I was just sitting there, and I was on Twitter, and I was like, oh, no, he's hurt. Like, you miss so much stuff from the game. So, was he short on that fourth down play?
No, it was bang-bang.
He was not.
I don't think it would have been overturned, no. It was a bang-bang, great catch. He held on to the ball.
Was it bang-bang?
It was bang-bang-bang-bang-bang. Yeah. Bang. Yeah, it was a close play. But, I mean, that wasn't...
So
that
they killed
the reason
Dable
that they lost.
Because they took a timeout on what was turns out
fourth
to be
down.
One of the bigger and what would they have done with that timeout? Like they still got the ball back with what a minute and 50 seconds at the end. God knows what the Cowboys are doing, running a safe pass that somehow winds its way out of bounds.
Yeah, Ferguson somehow gets dragged himself out of bounds. Well, that's the problem with them though. I mean, that's why no one believes in the Cowboys really is because as good as their defense is, and they put on, I mean. Evan Neal right now is just not—he's not ready right now.
No,
he's just not. He struggled last night,
but he's going to be thrown into the fire, and I imagine in the long run he'll be better for it because of this.
Agreed. Now listen, it's his tight ends and running backs didn't do a whole hell of a lot to help him out. I mean, they were leaving him, you know, they were trying to give him some help, but like, listen, that's a tough task when you got all the focus on Micah Parsons, and oh by the way, DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side, you're going to have your hands full. Listen, lucky for the Giants last night that Daniel Jones is an athlete.
He's some kind of athlete, huh?
Holy moly, because that could have been real ugly last night with the amount of times he was pressured, sacked, hit. Like, he took a beating last night.
He took a savage beating, and to his credit, but this is the problem, because I think we're going to get a lot of people that are going to call today, and he stinks, as we were walking out, right? Because I don't think we left really early. We left when he got picked off, right? And as we're walking out, you hear Giants fan, see, he sucks. That throw was awful. And I said, you know, the receiver fell
David
down,
Sills
right?
fell down.
I said, did you see the it doesn't matter. He stinks. Okay. All right. But, Sills, Richie James, Bellinger, Galladay, who's hideous, and now no Sterling Shepard. And Shepard, before the injury, did himself no favors last night, dropping that huge play. I mean, that was a good throw.
That was a good throw, and he was just, I mean, he caught it, but didn't catch it because he didn't get that third foot down. But, yeah, that's a big drop. Galladay had a drop. I thought Galladay had a chance to make a really good catch, a catch that we've seen him make with the Lions before he took all this money and has done nothing as a Giant, but didn't come through there. Listen, here's the thing. They were 2-0. And everyone was excited, which is great because
and rightfully so.
And rightfully so, you should
excited,
be excited.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're not that good. The problem is they're not that good. You know, offensively, outside of Saquon Barkley, you got an offensive line that still isn't fully ready yet. I mean, on top of that, a primetime game, which they just don't for some reason. They just can't. Daniel Jones is 0-9 in primetime games. I mean, they just don't win primetime games. They lost 11 straight primetime games.
Well, which is unbelievable. It's 11 in a row?
11 in a row.
See, I have.
And they don't beat the Cowboys. So it's a bad combination.
I have 0-7 on Monday Night Football. Oh, so now you're including the Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So their was that game, that Eli Manning game when like the Niners in 2018 played Nick Mullins? I think that was, RJ, you would remember that. Was that game?
That was that game.
Hi, RJ, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Nice to see you. Nice to chat with you this morning.
Back at you. I won't ask how you are. I think I know. But credit to you for being here. But yeah, that was Nick Mullins. Eli Manning threw 3 touchdowns in that game.
What do you mean credit to me for? What am I gonna do? Not show up to work?
I've seen you in moments after games. You could disappear at any time, so.
Well, I mean, I'm happy.
This is the new mature Dave Rothenberg.
No, 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 no. There's almost no maturity. I don't know why you would say that, but what am I going to do? Not show up?
You could go missing.
The thought had crossed my mind.
I'll listen to him. I mean, really, what do you do to your voice? I mean, what is the matter with you?
I screamed with like-minded people.
Like-minded people.
A lot of Cowboy fans in my section.
A lot of Cowboy fans. Those are, that is...
Nice.
That is a repulsive
Nice,
person,
healthy, let's go Cowboys fans. Chant breaking out in the second half. It was fun.
You were nervous.
Oh, of course.
You should have seen it before the game. And then, I mean, and by the way, you give me a hard time for my one tweet of the game when Barkley had a great run. This guy, I mean, he's nonstop. I'm sitting there talking to him. He's taking screenshots of, like, the Giants Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor, right? He's tweeting that. He's unbelievable. He can't stop the social media. He's addicted.
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything with the Ring of Honor. I was just showing you who the guys were.
Oh, my God.
I was zooming in so you could see. You clearly couldn't see the numbers. I'm worried about your eyesight right now.
Because it's so poorly set up at MetLife Stadium, but I got to be honest. We had a great get together. We sat there, we chatted, we were mature, like it was lovely. But he couldn't focus on me. It was like, I'm going to give you some attention, but I'm here for social media reasons. Is that not true? As we were sitting there, were you not all over the social media stuff?
No, I was not.
Now he's lying.
I personally thought it was light. Usually, Cowboys game, Santiago is machine gun fast with the
tweets. Well, because he was at the game. So it's got to detract when he's at a game, I would think. I don't even know.
No, you're not. Listen, you're not of right mind right now, but I thought Santiago was fine. Guy went to the game, got his own ticket,
yeah.
sitting with his Cowboys brethren, and he wants to chant a little bit. I mean, give the guy a break.
Of course you take his side.
I'm not taking his side. I'm just saying he paid for his own ticket. Let him enjoy himself.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, not all of us can get the hookup.
Well, you know what? Some people ask. Did you ask anybody?
The point is you shouldn't have to ask.
I'm not a big person to, can you do me this favor? Did you ask anybody? Ask who, exactly?
Did you ask anybody?
Who did you ask?
First, I went to someone at our station.
Mm-hmm.
And that person at our specific station said, I don't have access to Giants tickets. Why don't you go to this person?
Okay, so you had already gone this route. So if they weren't able to help you out, what makes you think that they would have helped me out?
But they did help me out. I went from the person that you know at our station to a bigger, I guess fair to say, more important person at ESPN. And that person said, yeah, let me see what I can do. You didn't even try.
Okay, again, this is a person that I do not have a relationship with.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm a behind-the-glass person that you've never met before. Can I have Giants Cowboys tickets?
It's not my fault that I cultivate relationships, is it?
I think this is on you, 100% on you.
Me?
Yeah, this isn't on Santiago.
Oh, of course it's on
you. You're the host of the show. So? I mean, you do a show on this station 6 days a week.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you got to swing it, and I mean, we all love Ray. Ray's a huge Cowboys fan. It's a Monday night game. Why ask for two when you could ask for three? You say no to you. Look at that face.
You know what? I didn't want to. I didn't want to go.
And there's the answer.
No, that's not the answer. I didn't want to ask a favor for Ray, who's going to sit there and root for the team that I detest. Why would I do that? Now, if the four of us went, and ESPN missed a golden opportunity. But that was their decision, and now we sit here and we just have to endure the pain of what happened.
It's probably for the best. Alex might have ended up kicking me.
Yeah. He was funny, though. When you left, he goes, you know, for a Cowboys fan, he's a nice guy. I said, "That's you're right. I mean, you have the caveat. It has to be there for a Cowboys fan. He's a nice man." Cowboys fans really are. They're such a repulsive people.
Could you imagine the taunting, though, when CeeDee Lamb dropped that big play? Like, Alex would have been in Santiago's face.
Oh, he would have been up near his whiskers.
Oh, all up in his kitchen. Yeah, what a fail this was by the station. Because I was watching some of the Manning cast. The Rothenberg Santiago cast would have been.
It would have been better.
Way better.
It would have been better. And then I got a lot of tweets saying I should have been on the Manning cast.
That was brought up.
They couldn't
live,
handle that.
A live feed from the game? No, that's too much.
They couldn't have handled that.
It's too much.
So here we are. I've said this, and you guys have tried to get me, you know, really going nuts with the Giants. I think they're well coached now. I stand by it. I just don't think they're that good. Like, the talent wise, they're just not that good. Barkley's a special player. Jones looks okay. And beyond
Jones
that,
played his ass off last night. I don't want to hear that. He played his ass off last night.
I meant overall in the season. Jones looks okay. I thought Jones played a good game, and you can say whatever you want about him. He's a tough kid. The game plan was smart. You know what? He's athletic. His legs are what can potentially separate him from other quarterbacks. Let's use him.
Well, on top of that, your offensive line's not holding up.
Right. Your offensive line's not holding up. And defensively, there. I mean, again, I think they missed Leonard Williams a lot last night. But this is where we are. So it stinks. They're 2-1, which I think you're probably still impressed by, and not many people thought they'd be 2-1 after three games. They're not
still be
great.
3-1. Yeah, relax. You could still be 3-1. You got the Bears coming up. Relax.
I know. But you know what? We're mourning after. And mourning after losing to the Cowboys, a game you had you led in the fourth quarter or late in stages of the third quarter.
That wasn't very nice. That was not very nice at all. Wow.
What the hell? I mean, really? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Gonna be one of those days.
And why would you do that? And RJ, why would you allow him to do that? Unless you did it.
Listen,
Who did it?
Wait a second. Can we rewind back to a couple weeks ago after the Cowboys had lost that first game?
Yeah, but
when I had to endure numerous.
You know, let's go to break. I respect the clock. You know what? Great. Good for you. Play it all day. I'm going to shove it right up you know where at some point later this season.
I'm sure you will.
Because we all know how this story ends for the Cowboys. Ooh, look at us. We're big bullies. We've been a team that stinks. We've been a team that is almost as talentless as any team in the NFL. Look at us. We're the bully. And then you play a real team, and you get hammered, and I'll destroy you again. And by the way, the next time you say, even utter the words, Lawrence Taylor and Micah Parsons in the same sentence, you should go to prison. They should come and get you and put you in jail.
How many sacks did everyone else get because they dedicated their entire pass protection to him?
Rick, how many tackles did you have last night?
I had zero.
How many tackles did Micah Parsons have last night? The same as you.
He had zero, yeah.
Stop it.
He had zero tackles.
Stop it. Oh, here we go. Okay, I have a voice to defend. You have nothing. You have no respect for your voice, and you have no respect for Lawrence Taylor, and I'm taking a break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
A game you led in the fourth quarter, late in stages of the third quarter. What are you doing?
That wasn't very nice.
How about them Cowboys?
Great. Good for you. Play it all day. I'm going to shove it right up you know where at some point later this season.
There
ooh, look at us.
There
we're
is.
Big bullies. We've been a team that stinks. The next time you say the words Lawrence Taylor and Micah Parsons in the same sentence, you should go to prison.
Gonna be one of those days.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You have no respect for your voice, and you have no respect for Lawrence Taylor, and I'm taking a break.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, How do you live with yourself?
At what point does he run out?
He won't. I'm sure he has a whole playlist.
I could do this all day.
Yeah, you wonder why. Honestly, and I hate to bring this up. You wonder why he's single. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Acting like you hate to bring it up.
I mean, you wonder why the guy can't procure a girlfriend. I mean, this is probably why. Because she'd be like, Raymond, do you want to spend some alone time? He's like, well, I have to give a playlist of what I can get Rothenberg with.
I'm sorry. Not all of us, you know, despite being a maniac, can procure a woman who literally does everything for us.
That's right. Because that's good.
Coming from the guy who's left his home for 2 days because of a regular season loss and can't turn on an oven.
That's right. But you know what? Obviously, I have a magnetism that women cannot resist.
A charisma.
That's what you call it?
A je ne sais quoi. Yes. Yes. I have it going on. Now you're going to swing it? I'm lovable. I'm nice. I'm kind. I'm funny. I'm smart. I have a lot going on.
And we get to hear about it every single day. And you pan like a dog really well.
Really well. If you heard that and you didn't know, you'd think that was a dog. I would, right away. Slurping on it.
I still think it's a dog. Yeah. You do a lot of moaning on this show.
I'll pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them if you want. Oh, by the way, Barkley, our dog, not
Saquon. Yep.
2 days consecutively, urinating right on the floor.
Ugh.
Right in front of us too.
I would say it's probably time to make a move with that one.
The alpha has been established.
Right in front of us, he's like, you know, watch
no respect.
This. Watch what I'm going to do. So I get a tweet, and I'd like to discuss this for a second, then we'll get back to the calls on what was just a really rough night. For the Giants at MetLife Stadium, because they were right there and they just couldn't kind of close this one down. Mega Red tweets in. So, Rothenberg, ESPN, you're saying that the Jets team with the Giants coaching would be stronger right now. Yes, that's 100% exactly what I'm saying. Rick?
Well, I'll say this. If Joe Flacco, I don't care who the coach was the quarterback for the Giants last night, it would have been way worse.
I agree with that. But if you put the Giants coaches on the Jets offense, inclusive of Joe Flacco, I mean, yes, that's a lot more talented team.
Yeah, the Jets have more talent. I would agree with that. And right now there's more questions surrounding the Jets coaching staff than the Giants coaching staff.
They're 3 weeks in. Do you have any questions about the Giants coaching staff?
No, I told you the first hour. Like, I feel bad for Daniel Jones that he hasn't had this kind of coaching earlier in his career, because who knows? Because you got to remember, man, that stuff doesn't go away. For the fan, it doesn't go away. And for Daniel Jones, it doesn't go away. I know some of the criticism with Daniel Jones in the first couple games was he was slow to process what was in front of him. But you got to also remember, this could be it for him. Right? They didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
Correct.
He's not their guy. So the last thing, two things he's trying to accomplish here. Stay healthy and don't turn the football over. So yeah, like, God forbid he's a leader. He may be a little shy to just start slinging it all over the place because he's trying to avoid turning the ball over.
And I think they don't want that either, right? I think they probably have drilled into his ear all offseason, that's not what you're doing. You're not just dropping back and seeing a guy kind of somewhat wide open or you know, somewhat with a little bit of breathing room, and you're going to rip it in there. We're not doing that. We're not playing that game. Like, we're going to be conservative. You're not going to turn the football over. And for the most part this season, he hasn't. Like, I don't blame him for last night's interception. So you're telling me in three games he's had one play where you're like, oh, come on.
Well, and he had the one decision that didn't cost him, but it was still a bad decision last week. Should have been intercepted,
but
it wasn't.
That was awful. That was bad.
Yeah.
And then he had the one last night, which was almost picked off, but turned into a near touchdown for the Giants.
Yeah, and that was a good interception too, man. That ball, I mean, he had his hand on the turf. The ball hit his hand, and Diggs still found a way to catch that thing, and not to mention that Sills fell down.
Well, yes, I think that's the
big, you're in desperation mode
moment, right? You're in desperation time, and the receiver fell down.
Yeah,
what are you supposed to do? Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I mean, I think people look at this show as kind of the beacon of wanting to talk Giants. Don't you agree?
Oh, I told you that. I mean, you're the light. You're the Giants light,
and they're all lined up. And I think we should get to them. Let's go to Martin in Brooklyn. Martin, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a suffering Giants fan for the last 10 years plus. Same thing over and over again with this offensive line. We can't worry about the receivers right now when you have like 2.5 seconds to throw the ball. And it's cost us well, how many head coaches from Coughlin going on to, I like Judge, to tell you the truth, and a lot of people did like him. Same thing with this current coach. We like him for now, but it's going to cost him his job if they don't address the offensive line. Look at the Cowboys, what their line looks like. We've been blitzing them.
I mean, Martin, you're starting a rookie right tackle who last night was not ready, but he's going to be a good player. What are you looking to do? It's not like
looking at Shamlin Yu being the starting guard.
He's out.
Offensive line is going to be the weakest. Whatever the weakest link is, that's how the offensive line is going to be.
This goes back to Gettleman. How did you want them to fix an offensive line where they had no money to spend this offseason? What did you want them to do?
I was looking at the drafts. I was hoping they would trade up a little bit instead of drafting Robinson.
They got who they deem is the best offensive lineman in the draft. So because he struggled in game three of his rookie season.
I don't have a problem with Neil. But, you know, our left tackle was struggling too the first year. He came around. So I have no issue with that.
Okay, so Evan Neal's in his first year. You like Andrew Thomas, right?
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, their draft, they went, we have the best, we got the best pass rusher, we feel like, in the draft, which they needed, and we got the best offensive lineman, we felt like. So,
and
I
look
mean.
What the offensive line is doing for the Cowboys? Nobody, it's amazing how they don't win more games.
How is it fixable? What did you want? They did not have talent on the offensive line. They did not have money to spend, and I do believe it's moderately improved, and I think that will continue to get better as they move forward.
I hope so.
What did you want?
So.
That's what I don't understand.
It's the same thing for every year for the last 10 years.
Oh, my God. I can't. Ray, I don't know what to do.
I think a lot of it, too, is who you go up against. I know Raymond's in my ear talking about, you know, the Cowboys starting two undrafted linemen, but it's also, I mean, it's you're going up against Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean, you had your two pass rushers back finally last night, but, though, I mean, this is their first game of the season.
And then it's Thibodeau. With Ojulari and Thibodeau. Game.
Yeah, so.
Parsons played last night, right?
I wouldn't. That's not the fight that I would try to fight right now.
Let's go to Brian Milburn. Brian, you're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hey, listen, you can cheer up now because I'm a 49er fan. I just lost to the Hackett guy. you're okay this morning because I'm sick right now. And I think what you're saying is very true. I look at your quarterback. He got the arm talent. Now, if he was just up under the right tutelage, you know, he may have been something. So you can't really blame him for that. You just got to move on from him, you know?
Well, but the problem is that, you know, when the line's going up and the line's going down and you want them to meet at some point, it's where there's enough talent and the right coaching and everything is proper, and it's just not.
Yes.
Like, I think he has the right coaching now. Clearly, they don't have the talent around him to have him succeed. And I don't think he'll be here next season, and that'll be a failure.
Well, just cheer up. Just cheer up, because I'm in a bad mood, too, but I got to deal with it, too. You'll be okay.
Well, I know I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to die, but don't tell me to cheer up. I can be miserable if I want to be miserable today.
He just lost to Nathaniel Hackett, all right?
Listen, in Denver by a point.
Yeah, listen, my coach just ran my quarterback on a power eye and got his ankle destroyed for a whole year. A year he needed to develop. I think you're right.
Don't tell me that I'm all right. If I want to be upset, I'll be upset.
Don't yell at Brian. Stop it.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a loose cannon.
Stop it. Brian's trying to make you feel better. Stop yourself.
No, he's trying to make me feel better by saying that I have it better than him. His team has a legitimate chance at winning 10 games, and my team doesn't.
No, I don't think he said he has it.
His team was in the NFC Championship game last year, and my team wasn't.
You're the worst. It's not what he said.
How am I the worst? No, if I want to be upset and I want to mope around today, then allow me to do it. I'm here. My voice sounds better than Santiago's. I got more energy than you this morning.
I'm full of energy, baby.
More committed to this show than RJ.
Well, stop it.
I'm the best of what this show has.
It's all rage energy right now. As soon as this show expires, he will too.
You're a bad guy. I was looking out for you. That could run right into you on the way out last night.
I know. I'm well aware of this.
I hope you look both ways when you were crossing the roads last night.
I was very careful.
By the way, the guy walked from his apartment complex. He said he was walking through he might have found Jimmy Hoffa at some point.
That's how committed he is. See? Have some respect for Raymond. That's how committed he is to being a Cowboys fan, being there with his Cowboys buddies.
Ugh,
screaming his face off.
What kind of a pathetic guy puts his own name on the back of the jersey?
Oh, now you're really mad.
Yeah. No, you didn't put your name. Your name's on the back of the jersey.
I have an old jersey that I had customized many years ago. So, yeah, yes.
And you wore it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Number six, Santiago. Yep. Oh, yeah.
This changes everything.
See, you're well aware that I had that thing. That thing is very old.
Don't make excuses.
Yeah, but why don't I get a beautiful Micah Parsons jersey or something?
Because I made a point many years ago. I don't wear other people's jerseys anymore.
Yeah, but you wore a jersey. That you wore your own jersey.
Right. It's my own. It's my own name on my back. Not someone else's.
And therein lies the pathetic issue.
But you don't play for the Cowboys, Raymond.
No, I do not. There are numerous people that buy custom jerseys. I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
I don't like it. I would have went with the Cowboys hat then. Or why don't I just wear your high school football jersey maybe?
It's not the same thing. Besides, it wasn't my high school football that was playing. It was the Dallas Cowboys.
My God. You see how broken he is?
This is a whole different level.
I'm broken. You're lashing out. Okay.
You see why he's
What jersey did you get, by the way?
I did not.
They didn't have them, right?
Well, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday afternoon. They had nothing in a white jersey. And then we went to the Giants team store in the stadium. We got Alex a white Saquon Barkley jersey. They had the only thing they had was a Daniel Jones, and I was not going to spend $150 on a Daniel Jones jersey. So I got a hat.
Was a Saquon Barkley jersey a sound investment?
He's great.
Well, I know he's great, but I mean, are we sure he's going to be here next year?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how long the jersey even fits Alex.
That's like my father-in-law, because I told him that Milo, you know, and Rocco both like jerseys. So he was like, oh, I'm going to get Milo a Rays jersey. I was like, no, Eddie doesn't need a Rays jersey. He's got plenty of men. Now I'm going to get him one. Milo opens it up. Would you care to guess like which Tampa Ray they got Milo? I can think of one that would be a terrific jersey.
Well, I think you'd like have to go Wander Franco.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
They got that would be a Corey Kluber.
No. What an Austin Meadows.
Oh, that didn't last long, huh?
He just got it for him. It was because it was on sale because they were getting rid of him.
Oh, God. They also had Kenny Golladay jerseys, but I wasn't going to get that either.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance. No, I might purchase that and burn it at the stadium.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm a cowboy.
You see?
On a steel horse I ride.
Listen.
And I'm single. Because I can't get a woman.
It was like on a tee for you. You couldn't even rhyme properly. Listen, you keep lashing out. These are going to keep coming. So
hey, you could have went like, because I can't get a wife.
Seriously, that was a layup.
Oh my
that was
God.
A layup.
You know what? I'm on no sleep. Okay,
so
try
it
again. Doing the best
so
I can. You want me to tap out? You got
try it again.
You want to take this baby home?
Play it again. Play it again. One more time. Try it one more time.
Hang on. Got to re-rack it.
Give the music one more time.
No, I'm not.
And I have no life, and it's the reason I can't get a wife.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Rack that up, baby.
That's
Thursday,
right.
Coming at you.
Ray, really, you should be looking internally right now. Like, you're so excited, doing your post-game videos from the stadium and tweeting your face off during the game. I mean, look inwards.
I have. I'm content. I'm good.
You're not. Your poor parents. You're never going to give them a grandchild, are you?
Look at this man.
It's amazing.
You are a broken man, sir.
I'm not broken.
Yes, you are. You are nasty.
You've backed me into a corner. I have nowhere to go. I'm like a cat on the prowl now. I'm going to scratch your face. You remember the movie Ghost?
Yeah, how can you not?
When,
yeah.
When a guy's in the apartment looking around. And Sam Wheat scares the cat, and the cat jumps off and scratches the face. That's what I'm like. Rear! I'm the cat.
What is happening?
Who's the cat now? I'm not doing it. I'm not here for hire.
I'm going to need that cat sound, too, please. Thanks.
Roar! Oh, you're a cat. All right.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you
when
are.
When I want to sing, I'll sing. It's up to me, not you.
Why can't you just let Raymond be happy?
And I have no life, and it's the reason I can't get a wife. Rear!
Give me the cat one more time.
Rear!
Oh. DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance.
Rear!
Yeah, you just all should say a prayer for me. Hope nothing ever happens to me.
Oh, I think you're all right.
What?
I think you're fine.
I'll be fine. Just today's the day that I'm going to be miserable, and then I'll be fine tomorrow.
Who's the cat now?
Get it out of your system now.
Let's go to Will in Pearl River. Will here on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning. Hey, Dave, listen, I'm calling to try to talk you off the ledge. Yes, they lost. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But they were competitive. Listen, this was not on Daniel Jones yesterday. He was under constant assault, and his wide receivers couldn't catch the ball. I think if we pounded the rock more to Barkley, maybe our guys hold on to the ball, we get a better chance of winning that game. And if you look at the main difference of why we lost, he was constantly under assault, sacked 5 times, punished like he usually is because the line couldn't protect him. And we couldn't get to the Dallas quarterback at least and sack him at one time.
Did we, placing blame in the wrong spots, did we for one iota this morning place any blame on Daniel Jones for that game last night?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying you guys did. All I'm saying is that, the blame doesn't go on him. I thought he played a really great game. He was one of the reasons why we're in it that long. We just didn't do the job defensively, and we couldn't protect him. Evan Neal looked like he was a toddler versus that guy, whatever that guy's name, 90, who had 3 sacks.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
I mean, oh, my God, I had nightmares about him yesterday. I mean, Daniel Jones, how he got up every time yesterday. He was under a constant assault.
He's a tough kid. He is, and thanks for the call, Will. He's a tough kid, and he's shown you that the entire time he's been here.
He's a tough kid. I mean, he's a really good athlete. He hasn't been well coached, hasn't been developed the right way, has not had a good offensive line. And then this year, the offensive line isn't good, and there's clearly a lack of weapons offensively.
Again, you look at the receivers with this team and every other team, it's the Giants are 32nd in receivers.
But look what these teams do, though, right? Like, I mean, that again, you had no money to spend. I understand that. And Daniel Jones isn't their guy. But you look at all these teams that are developing young quarterbacks. I mean, they go out and do whatever it's necessary to give their kids the best, I'm not going to say kids, their quarterbacks, their young quarterbacks, the best chance to have success. Like, there was a reason why Jacksonville went out and spent the amount of money they spent.
But Rick, the Giants don't have that luxury where they can afford to do it.
I understand that. I completely understand that. And it sucks for Daniel Jones.
And you know what it sucks for? No one has blamed them at all, but it sucks for Joe Shane and it sucks for Brian Daboll, too.
Yeah, but at least Joe Shane was smart about it, though. Like, Joe Shane didn't come in here making a promise. He said, hey, this is what we have. This is what I got. We added what we could. I feel like we got a really good coaching staff, and they'll get the best out of what we have. And so far, they've done that.
Very well. Emilio in Staten Island. Emilio, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you guys taking the call. Just obviously, I think the Giants played very competitive. Yesterday, the game was closer than I thought it would be. Now,
Keep saying that?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
And most people were picking the Giants to win this game last night.
But we'll go into the wide receiver position.
We'll let you get your wide receiver point off in just a moment. What did you like? You thought the Giants were going to get run out of the building last night?
I did think they were going to lose, but I didn't think they were going to play that competitive because of our lack of offensive weapons compared to theirs. But now you're paying guys.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say the Cowboys are flush with offensive weapons right now.
No, but they're well more talented than the Giants as far as weapons are concerned.
I mean, you also have your backup quarterback, though. Whatever. Just make your wide receiver point.
Now that he got Galladay ain't ain't proven that he's worth all the money that we gave him. Now, fast forward from now, do you try and trade for a wide receiver or next year take one of the top wide receivers coming out of the draft? Because that's something that they definitely have to improve on. I don't think it's the offensive line. Everyone's young.
Offensive line stinks right now. Stinks. Currently, the offensive line stinks.
Stinks. However, and thanks for the call, Amelia, you have your left tackle and you have your right tackle. Now, it doesn't look like you have your right tackle the way he played last night, but I think this is going to be a big learning season for him, and the next season he'll come out and he'll be very good. I think later in the season he'll be very good. And DeMarcus Lawrence is a very good player. But, yeah, they have to improve the interior of the offensive line, and they have to either draft or free agency change the dynamic of the receivers on this team.
Poor Glowinski got absolutely demolished by Micah Parsons last night, too.
That's what he is. He's eh.
Well, here's the problem, though. I mean, yeah, in theory, that sounds great. Use your first-round pick to draft a really good wide receiver, but, I mean, you're probably going to have to draft a quarterback. So.
And I don't think you need to draft – I mean, you can get a good receiver in round two.
No, listen. Again, I said this a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago. The beauty of having Brian Daboll now and him establishing himself as what Giants fans feel like is a really good coach, in my opinion, means that I don't have to get – the first overall pick to draft the quarterback. We're going to find the quarterback because I believe in my GM.
Correct.
And that once we do, because he's got the right coach. Exactly,
yep.
Right.
100%.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Tinder not even put you on? Is that the problem?
I should have been a cowboy.
Well, then he turns it up. Santiago's on fire today.
This is what he does. You know what he's got? He's got the Cowboys. He's got his lack of creativity. He's got his stainless steel appliances, but he doesn't have the warmth of a woman to go home to every night. Uh-huh. And now he's quiet. See that?
I'm crying.
You see that? And now he's getting. Now he just shuts down.
Oh, my
You're emotionally
goodness.
Broken. Therein lies the problem.
I'm emotionally broken. You're That's the right. one lashing out, and I'm the one emotionally broken.
I didn't start complaining. You're taunting me.
This is the epitome of complaining.
You're taunting me.
You've gotten very personal.
Oh, Micah Parsons, my belly ache. Can't go. I can't get to the quarterback. My belly ache.
Have you ever been psychologically evaluated? Just curious.
Yeah, actually, I have. My IQ through the roof.
But that's not what I asked.
Through the roof.
Quick show of hands. Who today would have thought that we would be at the warmth of a woman for Raymond?
You know what? I think that's the beauty of the show. Nothing is off limits.
Of all the things I expected today to hear is you have the stainless steel appliances, but you don't have the warmth of a woman.
I'm creative. What can I tell you? He's got his lack of creativity. He's got his stainless steel appliances, but he doesn't have the warmth of a woman to go home to
I'm
every
totally
night.
I'm totally cool with it. You can have you can have the warmth of the woman or the warmth of the turkey on Thanksgiving because we'll get a lot of the same things that day.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you'll beat us again, and you'll be all excited. And then when push comes to shove, and you play a legitimate team in the postseason, it'll blow up in your face like a zit. It'll right up in your face,
and it'll have nothing to do with the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, but I'm gonna you know what that day. That day after, that's where we're going to play. I'm a cowboy.
Like you did in week one, right?
That's right.
Okay, just making sure.
You know what I'm doing? I'm taking receipts is what I'm doing.
Oh, really? No. See, this is my version of taking receipts because I didn't start this, but I'm perfectly happy with finishing.
That's fine. You know, it's fine. You have to live with you, and that's enough punishment for you. 1-800-919-3776. A couple more minutes on the football, over to the baseball, back to the football.
Well, hold on. Don't we have CMT today too at some point right now?
I don't know. Do we do that?
Yeah, Tuesday. We have Cuddlemary Trash today.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Because I didn't even look at the rundown, so I didn't even remember.
Animal.
Well, it's not like RJ said anything to me.
What does should he have to? I mean, we love RJ so much. Should he have to say anything?
Well, I think he would say, "Don't forget about CMT."
No, you know what? This would be one of those days where Dave, you do whatever you think is best.
No, I forgot. I don't want to take the show off the rails.
I like it off the rails, actually. We get things like this.
Micah Parsons, my belly ache. Can't go. I can't get to the quarterback. My belly ache. Oh my god.
What's wrong really with you, you think? Well, what do you think? Like, what do you think is actually wrong with you?
Me?
Yeah.
There's probably a term for it, but I don't have a degree in psychology, so I couldn't put my finger on it. But there definitely is something.
Probably multiple things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have emotional instability. I think I probably have some semblance of rage issues. I definitely
some
have
semblance.
I'm going to buy Kenny Golladay's jersey so I can burn it in the parking lot.
Yeah. You know what? Do you think Raymond doesn't have anything wrong with him?
He did wear a Cowboys jersey with his name on it.
His name on it. And Ty, please,
I really don't see the problem.
Please, and therein lies the problem. Please tell me it was your high school number on the jersey.
Actually, it was not.
Oh. So why the number 6 then?
It was the junior high football number.
That's even worse for Aiden.
And I have issues?
Oh, my goodness. This show, we all have problems. This show really has
If you had to rank
real issues.
The most dysfunctional to the most functional, how would you go?
I would think that RJ's probably RJ feels like the most. He gets nasty though. He got really nasty.
Yeah, but I
would
say he's the most. I think he's the most functional.
I would say he's probably the most functional. I'd say I'm second.
I agree.
Most functional. I think
agree.
Raymond's probably third, and you're the least.
But then
who's the cat now?
Who's the cat now? How do you explain all the things that are right in my life,
Sherry?
It's literally all Sherry.
Yeah, it's like, the warmth of a woman.
If you define functional by being able to do things, you literally could not do anything for yourself. Anything.
Yeah, you're like the fish that swim underneath the shark. Like, without the shark, they have nothing.
That's a great analogy.
Without Sherry, it's just, I mean, could you imagine if you took you and put you in Raymond's beautiful appliances, no warmth of a woman, what would where you'd be at?
He'd burn the building down.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
He'd be butt naked floating in the salt pool right now.
Yeah, you don't know that he's not doing that.
It's closed.
You're right. I mean, it's not like he's got everything going on. You should have seen him. Dez Bryant walked right by us last night where we were sitting at one point. You would have thought that it was the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's like, that's Dez. Oh, God, that's Dez.
The exaggeration from this guy.
That's Dez. Look at him. He's beautiful. You would have thought like Paul McCartney was walking by.
Raymond loves his Cowboys. What do you want him to do?
I missed a golden opportunity just to scream, like, you dropped it, you bum.
Oh.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
He would have punched you right in the face.
You know, I would have welcomed it.
Just eat it.
You know how
good
that would be for the show?
Oh, it would have been great. Actually, it would have been great for the show.
Lunatic sports talk show host gets into rumble with Dez Bryant.
He would have killed you.
You know what? I would take
the
beating.
And I'm not exaggerating. You would have died.
I don't know that that's true.
I mean, you'd have probably been ambulanced out, I would say.
I don't think so.
Then Alex would have jumped on his head, and then we would have put Ray would have to pull
I think the
Alex
would
off.
Take him right down. Alex goes for the knees. I go for the throat. I jump on him, put all my weight on him, pin him down.
Yeah, but you're so much lighter now. You've lost 9.7 pounds.
10.1, but who's counting?
Well, close.
All right, we're doing CMT. We have to.
Just take some calls. You won't shut up. Just take some calls, please.
Shut up. Today is my day.
Well,
I let you drone on and on about your foibles yesterday. Today is my day to do it.
I want to hear from the Giants fans. I'm
Notch,
done with you.
Notch Far Rockaway. Good morning, Notch.
Good morning, guys. First time caller. Thanks for having me, Rick. I love you, man. You I can bang with you anywhere. You're
I think you're lying. I actually think you're lying because I think you called the other day.
That was on a frenzy. I couldn't talk.
Wait, but you called the. You just said I'm first time caller. You called the other day.
I'm calling to have a conversation with you guys. I was on a frenzy. I couldn't talk. One question. I'm out of there. Couldn't talk. I couldn't say hi. I couldn't even go back and forth, have a dialogue with you guys. I was just about to jump on your team and give you some credit because I'm a Giants fan, and you want to jump on me. Rick, hit him with the cat. Hit him with the cat.
Listen, Notch. He's the cat now.
I just wanted to get to this point with the Giants. I wish they would have ran the ball more. Poor Danny Jones was just throwing the ball all over the place to who? Who is he throwing the ball to? Why did he throw the ball so much to who? Nobody. We got a good coaching staff. Let's get some running plays behind Saquon. Let's do some things different. Help the offensive line. line, help him a little bit more, not put the pressure all on him to do everything. And just to add on, we're 2-1. I'm happy about that. Giants fans can be happy about 2-1. My outlook is we'll go 2-2, get our act together.
You think they're going to lose at home to the Bears?
No, you better be 3-1, Notch. You better be 3-1.
No. We're going to be 3-1 in this record? Okay, then that's great. But if we didn't, nobody thought we were going to be this close. I'm happy at what we're doing. The coaching staff is doing well. Just run some more plays for Saquon. Get the running game in order. And stop letting Danny throw it all night long to nobody.
All right. Now, a couple things. Outside of him being just a bold-faced liar, I think that's a pretty good call.
Well, but it's different, though. You know what he was saying. He called
to ask
a question.
That's not what he said. He said first-time caller, and that was not his first time calling.
To have a conversation is what he meant.
Okay, but I caught him in a lie.
Okay.
Right? Just why lie? Why not just say first time I've been able to get through it non-frenzy where I could talk to you guys?
Because he was trying to throw it in and get right to the point, because he's a man that wants to make a point, all right?
Whatever.
Don't go after Notch.
I go after anybody I want to go after. All right? Don't tell me who and what and when to go after.
You know what the winning does, though? Like, okay, you lost this game. You feel terrible about it. Daniel Jones hasn't won a prime time. You have a hard time beating the Cowboys. But, you know, you shake this one off. You learn from it. You make some adjustments. Now you beat Chicago, and it just reaffirms to every Giants fan is that we got the right people in charge.
Upset is because it's just the morning after, right? I mean, you're.
Oh, it's the Cowboys too.
It's the Cowboys. It's the morning after. I got to deal with this jerk. You're 100% right, but I don't think this is not a horrendous loss.
No,
and also there was a moment last night. I was like, oh my God, they really can win this game. But tomorrow morning, I won't feel a way about it. It's okay. I can live with this. They're heading in the right direction, and it's the first time I can say that and feel confident about it in a very long time. All right, RJ, let's go. CMT, have at it.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack, did he?
That is the question.
All right, it's all brought to you by Jackpocket. So, some talking points from yesterday, plenty of them, in fact. And we'll get to some of Dave's best moments of the show so far. If you've missed the first hour and 47 minutes, you've missed a lot. But I want to gauge your level of concern with some things. An actual question from last night's game. So, which of the following, I want you to cuddle Mary Trash and marry
the
one...
That's the game, we know.
Marry the one that you are most at peace with, okay with. Which of the following on the Giants do you have the most concerns with? Is it the quarterback? Is it the offensive line? Or is it the receivers? And you're marrying the one that you most can sleep okay at night with.
The warmth of a woman.
We're going to get to some of that, too.
The scent.
Right now, is it a right now?
Right now and just for this season.
Yeah, we're not including the trade deadline like you did last time we had a question like this.
Or the offseason.
Yeah.
Well, the offseason and free agency is a legitimate question. That's fine. I'll play your game. I guess I have the most confidence right now in the quarterback. So I'll marry Daniel Jones. I will cuddle because, I mean, Evan Neal is 3 games into his career. So I think going up against DeMarcus Lawrence, it's understandable that he would struggle. I think you'll look back at last night and be like, boy, remember when he wasn't very good, because he's going to be good. I will cuddle the O-line. And I got to be honest, last night's starting receivers, I don't know that any of the receivers currently on that field last night are on that field next season. Any of them. I will trash that receiving core.
I agree across the board. I don't know how. I think the offensive line will get better. Evan Neal will get better. I just don't know how. Like, Kadarius Toney can't stay healthy. It doesn't seem like they like Kadarius Toney. And now losing Sterling Shepard. I mean, that's a huge loss.
So, Rihanna is the Super Bowl halftime show, we've learned.
Who cares?
Riri.
There's a rumor out there, actually, that they could be targeting Taylor Swift for next year. So I ask you, to cuddle Mary Trash, which you would most look forward to? Would it be Rihanna, Taylor Swift, or Bon Jovi with this special act?
And I have no life, and it's the reason I can't get a wife.
Went back and looked. I've never seen that on any of his records, but unreleased music.
Yeah, it was from his underground days.
Some dark times in his life.
The Stone Pony.
He probably made that. That may be the first song he comes out with.
Get everyone the Super Bowl. All hyped up.
Yeah. Unreleased. Yeah. Debut it.
We call it the Santiago Grinder.
All right, I'll marry. I can't. I'll marry Rihanna.
How dare you?
I will. Well, if we're playing the game differently, I would. I mean, I have a different answer. But I'm gonna. I'll marry Rihanna. I will cuddle. I'll cuddle Taylor Swift, and then I'll.
Poor Bon Jovi.
Well, no, but if Bon Jovi was performing with Dave Rothenberg, I would marry that. But he's not, so I will trash Bon Jovi.
All right, I don't like that question. I don't care. I'll just say yes. I agree with Rick.
Yeah, he's the worst, honestly.
How am I the worst? I mean, you
RJ puts a lot of time and effort into this game.
No time into that.
That's okay. So, some surprising divisional leaders in the NFL after week three right now. Cuddle, marry, trash, which of them you most expect to be there by the time the season is over? Is it the Miami Dolphins, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the Minnesota Vikings?
That's a good question.
It is, but we're saying because they beat Green Bay, they're leading the division.
Well, there's a lot of that. They beat Green Bay, the Dolphins beat Buffalo. It's more so which team do you have the least amount of faith in?
Well, but also Miami's actually under.
Yeah, at this point, we have to acknowledge them.
I think I'm going to surprise all of you with this answer.
You're going to go with Jacksonville.
Yep. I will marry Jacksonville.
Of course.
Yes. I just think that they, I mean, that division, Houston has no chance. Indy has underwhelmed tremendously. And Tennessee, I think they have real flaws. So I think Jacksonville's good. I'm going to marry Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence is good.
He's good, and he's going to get better, and he's well coached now. I will cuddle Minnesota. And I it was a great win. They should be thrilled. I think the playoffs absolutely should happen. I'm trashing Miami. Buffalo, in my mind, is still the class of that division.
Yeah, but I would ask you this. How much more? Well, that's why you're picking it, because you think that Buffalo is that much better than Miami, as opposed to Green Bay being that much better than Minnesota?
Correct. The one that was most obvious to me was Jacksonville, actually.
Because of the division, yeah. I'll marry Jacksonville. I just do not trust Kirk Cousins at all. But to be different, I'll cuddle Miami. I like their coach, and I will. I'll politely trash the Vikings.
Not that I think you'll jump ship, Dave, because it's only 3 weeks. But Buffalo still your Super Bowl favorite in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Despite the injuries, that's really the reason I asked. They've lost safety.
Their secondary's all
secondary.
Banged up.
Yeah, they're starting like basically a rookie secondary.
Yeah, and they still pretty much shut down Miami's passing attack this past weekend. Yes, I love Buffalo.
Fair. Okay.
Seriously, I brought the numbers up yesterday. Like, just look at those numbers from that game on a piece of paper. It's startling.
Yeah,
startling. What they outgained them, what, like 500
to 200
20 or something? Yeah,
to like 212 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they dominated that game.
They had the ball for 40 minutes.
What did they run? Like 50 more plays or something?
They ran 90 plays. Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, I know it's the only place that matters, but they lost on the scoreboard only in that game.
So back to the only place that we can go, Dave. You've had your ups and downs today. Some special moments. So, Rick, I ask you, the cuddle, marry, trash, which of these has been your favorite? Dave, he made fun of Ray.
He's got his lack of creativity. He's got his stainless steel appliances, but he doesn't have the warmth of a woman to go home to every night.
He imitated a cat.
Who's the cat now?
And he mocked Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, my belly ache. I can't get to the corner, but my belly ache.
Which of those has been your favorite?
I'm going to marry the cat.
Who's the cat now?
I'm going to marry the cat. I'll cuddle the warmth of a woman.
He's got his lack of creativity. He's got his stainless steel appliances, but he doesn't have the warmth of a woman to go home to every night.
Because apparently the best thing that Ray has going for him right now is the stainless steel appliances. And
is that wrong? You know that's... That
well, yeah, then you threw in lack of creativity, too, which is nasty. And then as much as I like Micah Parsons, I will I'll trash that one.
Micah Parsons, my belly ache. I can't get to the corner, my belly ache.
So Dave, Dave, I won't ask you.
I think that's good.
I won't ask you to weigh in, Dave. But hearing all those back, which of them, in self reflection, makes you kind of the most worried about yourself?
I love them all. I don't feel badly about myself.
One of them, you're mocking illness. Another one, you're mocking a close friend. And another one, you're imitating an animal.
Cat, of all things. You back me in the corner like a cat. I'll scratch your face.
I love all of them. I think those are highly entertaining. And I think that I'm doing today. On a show that could get away as I'm saving it. So I love them. I think I've done well.
I think you have done well.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.